We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome green going viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ecuador initiates a $34 million US wind energy project. In green technology news, Israeli scientists invent a process to turn paper mill refuse into industrial material. In conservation news, Mexican scientists identify 20 key locations for protecting aquatic mammals. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 27th, esteemed Christian philanthropist Mr. George Müller was born in 1805 in what is now Kroppenstadt, Germany. With his trust in God, Mr. Müller opened several children's homes in Bristol, England. He is well known for having established the Ashley Down Orphanage in the late 1840s, which became the residence for more than 2,000 youths. Before leaving the facilities, the young people had received an education and were assured of securing employment. May caring individuals such as Mr. George Müller continue to draw on faith in the divine to assist brethren in time of need.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. Floods from unusually heavy monsoon rains that had fallen relentlessly for nearly 2 months claimed at least 130 lives. As of Wednesday, September 21st, 24 of the 56 flood-hit provinces remained waterlogged, with 1.9 million people affected and more than 300,000 homes damaged or destroyed. Upon hearing of the flood disasters as they struck in August, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000, an amount that could acquire $82,000 in emergency aid if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Thailand. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, she asked that our local association members please go if possible to render assistance to those most in need.
After initial relief work in the provinces of Sukhothai and Phit Sanulok, our association's relief team from Bangkok went to Nam Pat district in Uttaradit province, where at least 9 people had perished and 12 others remained missing since their villages were hit by fierce runoff and mudslides. Trees that tumbled down the mountains due to the runoff slammed into 98 homes, with about 700 families affected in the hardest hit communities of Ban Kwai Dwa and Ban Ton Khanun. Our association's relief team delivered rice, instant noodles, drinking water and personal hygiene items, as well as soy milk for children, to 300 households.
ขอบคุณนะครับขอบคุณท่านเป็นอย่างสูงนะครับที่ได้ช่วยมาเยียวยาแล้วก็ช่วยเป็นทานน้ำใจที่มาให้กำลังใจนะครับผู้ที่กำลังก็ถือว่าตกทุกข์ได้ยากอยู่ในขณะนี้นะครับ
The relief team then went to visit the worst affected victims in Phichit Province's Bang Pai sub-district, where floodwaters had reached up to 4 meters high and only trucks could pass through. There they distributed 300 sets of instant noodles, soy sauce, vegan pies, canned vegetable and soy milk before making their way to the central provinces of Singburi and Chainat, where homes along the swollen Chao Phraya River had been submerged in 2 to 3 meters of floodwaters.The relief team visited tents set up by the government for the displaced and handed out 330 sets of instant noodles, drinking water, soy sauce, vegetable oil, canned vegetable, soy milk, and sweets for the children. They then prepared to continue relief work in other affected regions. Throughout their endeavors, our association members also gave out SOS flyers informing of the vegan solution to such weather extremes.Relief recipients and officials alike conveyed their gladness and appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassion.
ขอบพระคุณท่านอาจารย์ชิงไห่นะคะในส่วนของกาชาดจังหวัดอุตรดิตถ์นั้นก็ต้องกราบขอบพระคุณที่ท่านมีน้ำใจนะคะช่วยเหลือพี่น้องชาวอำเภอน้ำปาดของเราที่ได้รับอุทกภัยดินโคลนถล่มครั้งนี้ค่ะในที่นี้ต้องกราบขอบคุณท่านอาจารย์ชิงไห่อีกครั้งนึงค่ะ
We join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional support of the disaster afflicted, as we also thank our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers for the comfort and resiliency of the affected Thai people, and that such calamities soon subside through our gentler regard for the environment and her co-inhabitants.
Persistent wildfire continues to burn in U.S. National Refuge. On Saturday, September 24th, officials reported that the lightning strike ignited fire in the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge on the border of Virginia and North Carolina has continued to burn, having consumed an estimated 6,377 acres since August 4th. A prolonged drought in 2010 created dry conditions for both the hardwood forest and the peat soil that has made the fire very difficult to extinguish. Dense smoke has also been produced from the burning peat, which has largely drifted over the Atlantic Ocean but has affected air quality as far away as the nation's capital of Washington, D.C. With up to 400 firefighters on site to extinguish the flames, the fire is now 90% contained. Although no human injuries have been reported, it has caused considerable damage to the park's flora, which in turn has destroyed habitat for wildlife.
Our grateful thanks all firefighters and other personnel for your persistent efforts to halt the flames. May such destructive events be alleviated and safety restored to the lives of all beings through our greater kindness as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Cũng sẽ về đâu. xin bất cơn khuân quay cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài
bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa.
Và lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên bên cá sông dài hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài
bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 484. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Pope makes first ever visit to Germany. On Sunday, September 25th, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI concluded a four-day state visit to the country, which was also the first to his homeland, as he held a mass near Freiburg that was attended by around 100,000 people. During his stay, His Holiness met with top-level dignitaries such as German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Christian Wolff, and he addressed the nation's parliament. In addition, he met with representatives of several different faiths, including a delegation of German Jews in the city of Berlin and the head of the Lutheran Church, Niklas Schneider. The Pope also convened with Muslim leaders, where he called for Christianity and Islam to grow together through dialogue and mutual esteem. Our respectful accolades, Your Holiness, for your uplifting visit to your homeland. May such harmonizing efforts hasten the day when people of all faiths live in shared peace and respect in societies across the globe.
Rescued puppy overcomes deformity and fate of death. After a woman in Florida, USA, saw movement in a trash bag next to a person selling pit bull puppies outside a supermarket, she persisted until the man gave her the bag. Inside was Harper, a puppy born with a condition called swimmer puppy syndrome, leaving her unable to lift her head or stand. Arriving at the local animal shelter, Harper was recommended to be euthanized, as most puppies do not survive the condition well. But Miss Erica Daniel, founder of the Pitbull Rescue Dollies Foundation, decided to take the dog home overnight for a day of love and affection. Miraculously, after massaging Harper's muscles for a few hours to ease the puppy's stiffness and pain, the little puppy began to lift her head and look around. Cancelling Harper's appointment to be euthanized, Miss Daniel took him to another doctor instead. 11 weeks later, Harper can now walk, run, and play with other dogs. Miss Daniel said, "The whole world was against her, but she's such a fighter. She's a blessing."
We join in a big bravo, Harper, for your brave and resilient spirit, as we also thank Miss Erica Daniel for her caring efforts in saving this precious life. May we all be inspired toward greater faith in the love that overcomes adversity, as we wish Harper many more joyful moments in the warm company of human and animal friends. The following is a message in reply to Miss Daniel from Supreme Master Qinghai. "No, you are a blessing, Miss Erica Daniel. I love you. Heavens bless you more and more always." Supreme Master Qinghai is also honoring Ms. Daniel with the Shining World Compassion Award, as well as $10,000 for her rescue foundation, with all love, thanks, hugs, and kisses for her and the miracle puppy.
Save Our Planet. According to a study published in the September 20th, 2011 proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, hydrogen can be produced as a plentiful clean energy source from salt water, river water, and bacteria in a process that metabolizes organic waste matter and needs no external electricity.
Save Our Planet, Paraguay-based ABC Color reports that prolonged drought in the nation's northern state of Bajo Chaco is worrying villagers and farmers, who note that harvests are now in jeopardy as the region enters its third year without major precipitation.
Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I enjoy eating tasty plant-based foods for my diet. To help prevent strain on your back and shoulders, you might want to try a small personal shopping cart for when you buy groceries or other items. It can help you conveniently transport them to the car, on your walk home, or when using public transportation. You can also get a liner for them to ensure your items stay in place. Have fun decorating the outside with colorful banners, such as those promoting the vegan diet. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In sustainable energy news, Ecuador initiates a $34 million US wind energy project. Planned to be inaugurated in 2012, the wind farm will consist of 11 turbines, which stand from 15 to over 24 meters high. They will generate 15 megawatts of power, which will travel to a substation through a 4.8 kilometer or 3-mile transmission line. When it reaches the city of Loja, it will transfer onto the national interconnected system. Kudos, Ecuador, on your upcoming earth-loving production. May we see more such green endeavors combined with the adoption of the low-emissions vegan diet to create innumerable bright tomorrows on a sustainable ecosphere.
In green technology news, Israeli scientists invent a process to turn paper mill refuse into industrial material. During paper production, approximately 50% of the total fibers are too short to be used. This results in 11 million tons of waste each year in Europe alone. The novel method of doctorate student Mr. Shaul Lapidot and colleagues from the Hebrew University in Rehovot converts paper mill sludge into nanocrystalline cellulose. It is then used to produce composite foams that have the same performance as conventional ones, which are made from fossil oil-derived polymers. Congratulations, Israeli scientists, on this eco-friendly innovation. We wish you much success in its widespread use, helping to bring about a clean and green world. Up next on Noteworthy News, Mexican scientists highlight 20 key areas for marine conservation. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back with more illuminating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smart news for an intelligent world. In conservation news, scientists identify 20 key locations for protecting aquatic mammals. Ms. Sandra Pompa of the National Autonomous University of Mexico and colleagues have highlighted areas most important to apply preservation efforts. 11 sites host endemic species. These include the Hawaiian Islands, the Galapagos Islands of Ecuador, the Amazon River, San Felix and Juan Fernandez Islands off the coast of Chile, the Mediterranean Sea, Caspian Sea, Lake Baikal in Russia, the Yangtze River in China, the Indus River of Southern Asia, the Ganges River in India and Bangladesh, and the Kerguelen Islands in the Southern Indian Ocean. In addition, 9 other selected sites were named, which are home to 84% of all marine mammals. Our thankfulness, Ms. Sandra Pompa and team, for the valuable information. May the majestic marine co-inhabitants continue blessing our planet for many eons to come.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Gujarati, a language spoken in parts of India, entitled Why.
મોટો ભાઈ પૂછે છે એરોપ્લેન કેમ ઉડે નાનો ભાઈ જવાબ આપે છે કારણ કે એને પાંખો હોય છે મોટો ભાઈ પૂછે છે ગાડી કરતા કાર વધારે ઝડપથી કેમ દોડે નાનો ભાઈ જવાબ આપે છે કારણ કે ગાડીને વધારે પૈડા હોય છે મોટો ભાઈ પૂછે છે આ વસ્તુ ફરીવાર કેમ કરે છે નાનો ભાઈ જવાબ આપે છે કારણ કે મને આગલા વર્ષના ઘરકામમાં વધારે રસ છે
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dearest Supreme Master Chinhai, it's a great pleasure writing to you. I must say thank you first for giving out smiles that gave me courage to write to you. I'm a student of Ebia State University, Uturu. Most times, when I watch you talk on television, I can't help but shed tears because I do feel you are talking to me directly. Your compassion, the sense of belonging you give to humans, even to animals, is superb and marvelous. Mommy, I know that you are a blessing to me and also to the world. I know that you can never fail me. May heaven's grace be upon you and everything you love. Amen. Yours faithfully, Kelechi from Nigeria.
Hi, Kelechi. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Chinghai will reply for you.
Kind Kelechi, it is a joy to get your sincere letter. My love is always with you and the pure-hearted people of Nigeria. And may all heaven's blessing be with you and your country. Love, love, Chinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on the screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with heavenly inspiration and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
the government of South Sudan states that it is withdrawing 15,000 troops from active military and police service as part of its implementation of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, with more withdrawals planned.
US-born ballet dancer David Hallberg of the American Ballet Theatre becomes the first from a foreign country to become an official member of the legendary Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow, Russia.
In response to a cholera outbreak that has taken more than 360 lives and affected over 12,700 in Chad and neighbouring countries, the Canadian Red Cross deploys its healthcare unit, including a team of trained professionals and equipment, to offer treatment and prevention for the disease.
In a meeting between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Prime Minister Willy Talavi of the Pacific island of Tuvalu, the two announced their nation's agreement to establish official diplomatic relations.
Patrick Macau of Kenya sets a marathon world record on Sunday, September 25th, as he finishes first in the 26.2-mile race held in Berlin, Germany, with a time of 2 hours, 3 minutes and 38 seconds. That is 21 seconds faster than the record set by his hero, Olympic gold-winning Ethiopian Haile Gebrselassie.
Wishing to highlight the values of compassion and mercy that are the foundation of Islam, some 12,000 Muslims participate in the Peace for Humanity conference in London, UK, with support being conveyed via video messages from leaders such as UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.